Sound Effect is our weekly storytelling show here at KNKX. That's where we get our next story. Sound Effect host Gabriel Spitzer can tell you more.
This is Sound Effect on KNKX. I'm Gabriel Spitzer, and our theme this week is ghosts. And right now I'm sitting in the theater at the Langston Hughes Performing Arts Center with Rachel Kessler, who's a Seattle writer. Want to say hi?
Hello.
And it'll become clear in a few moments why we're here. But we're going to begin by asking Rachel to read part of an essay that she wrote that was recently anthologized in this book, Ghosts of Seattle Past.
So this is the part somewhere in the middle, and it's entitled Herman Kessler. I ride down Yesler every day to get to the library, where I research and write. At this point, I decide to investigate my own family's history, which, it turns out, is connected to Yesler Way and 17th, the next point on this tour of this essay. How far back do you know your family? The genealogy librarian opened up the ancestry search engine on the computer in front of us. I knew I had a great-great-grandfather named Herman Kessler. My dad told me that he was a Klondiker and Jewish. I had never paid much attention to these old stories. Several articles in the Seattle Times popped up. The librarian opened the most recent, an obituary. A large black-and-white photo of a robust older man with round spectacles and a trim Van Dyke beard, whose deep-set eyes and full lips pressed together in a smirk called to mind my quick-talking uncle, my dad's older brother. Although my uncle is much more fun than this silver-haired gentleman appeared. His gaze penetrated through the photo-emulsion process, the intervening 70 years, the low-resolution newspaper scan, and accused me. Where had I been? Why had I not paid attention? His face was not handsome, puffy, yet dignified. Heart attack takes Herman Kessler at 77. The librarian read the obituary out loud as I scanned ahead, my heart rate accelerating into a gallop as Herman's life opened up before us. Herman Kessler, a leader in Seattle's Orthodox Jewish community, died of a heart attack yesterday afternoon in his apartment, 2014 Yesler Way. Mr. Kessler was born in Austria and came to Seattle in 1889 in a sailing vessel. He was president of the Congregation Booker. He was also president of Seattle Talmud Torah Hebrew School. Honorary pallbearers will include Mayor Earl Milliken, superior judges. Funeral services will be held at 11 o'clock Sunday in Bicker Kolam Synagogue, 17th Avenue and Yesler Way. Your Herman was a big man, said the librarian. Yesler Way, that's my neighborhood, I said. The next day on my ride downtown, I investigated the apartment address from the obit. There it was, on the north side of the street, a three-story, block-wide, early 1900s apartment building, painted peach with orange accents, across the street from a coffee shop I frequented in Pratt Park. Every day I rode right past the place where my great-great-grandpa died alone on his birthday. The address of the old synagogue is right where the Langston Hughes Performing Arts Institute stands. I locked my bike to a stop sign and climbed the stairs to the formal western entrance. The grand building's former life as a synagogue now became apparent in its architectural details. Classical lines, Palladian arched windows, and a shallow dome above the square center. This is how bricks and stone say temple. Immediately right of the three sets of doors, a large polished granite rectangle amidst the smaller cream-colored brick facade caught my eye. I scooted around behind a trash can and saw text engraved on it. Cornerstone, laid, May 1915, Herman Kessler. High as muckamuck, for sure. Without knowing it, I had been riding my bike alongside the buildings my ancestors built and died in. Oblivious to my own history, here I am, traveling in these ghosts' old, rutted roots. My great-great-grandfather probably traversed Yesler Way every day, and now I do.
An excerpt from the essay Profanity Hill, A Tour of Yesler Way, which was anthologized in the book Ghosts of Seattle Past, and read by writer Rachel Kessler. So, Rachel, here we are, right in front of that cornerstone that you wrote about in the essay. Can you describe what it was like when you first encountered it and how it felt?
Yeah, I didn't grow up Jewish. I didn't really know much about that. But when I discovered this connection, I wanted to reconnect with my Jewish past. So I decided to fast for Yom Kippur. And so I was a little hungry and maybe beginning to hallucinate. But I was in an altered state. And I came here, and upon seeing it, I don't know, there was something, it was a really profound moment. And I felt, you know, a physiological reaction to seeing this solid evidence of this past that I had heard about, I had been reading about. But I found myself crying and really began to understand something that I think I knew about intellectually, particularly as a white person living in the Central District in Seattle. I think a lot about my role in gentrification here and you know, in erasing the people that came before, the, you know, historic communities that made this neighborhood the neighborhood that it is, that I love so much. And then I think experiencing that, I had these roots to this place and the power of this place on me, like in a very physical way, was revelatory. To realize that places have ghosts, it just sort of furthered my passion.
How has this work affected the way that you think when you're just kind of moving through the world? Like, as you go through different Seattle neighborhoods and you see maybe something that looks new, something that looks old, how does it change the way you look at everything?
Well, I mean, I've always liked living in old houses, because I liked thinking about, like, who slept in this room before I did, and what happened here, and what, you know, what stories could these walls tell if they could talk? And I think about this a lot when I'm walking on Yesler. Seattle has so many hills that have been regraded, like Jackson, for instance, you know, and sluiced out into the Puget Sound. And I mean, just that the land literally has the marks of history on it. It has a story to tell. Like Yesler Way, for instance, it was carved out by a big glacier, you know, 20,000 years ago. It's like 16,000 years ago, the Puget Lobe started to recede and carved out. That's why we have these huge hills. And, you know, 12,000 years ago, yes, what we call Yesler Way now was a trail that the First Nations, the Native Americans, used to carry their canoes from the saltwater of Puget Sound, the Salish Sea, over to the freshwater of Lake Washington. So the land has stories to tell if we look at it. I mean, I guess I also walk around and realize that it's not all fully apparent, because I walked past this building a million times my whole life. I mean, I grew up in this area, and we'd go past this building, but I had no idea that my family was connected with it.
Well, Rachel Kessler is a writer based in Seattle, and she's working on an interactive community cartography project called Profanity Hill, also an audio tour in the works, and lots of other things. So thank you so much for sharing your history and your ghosts with us.
Thank you. It was fun to talk a lot.